Clil, A2. In search of the modern grand tour of Italy. Adapted from dreamofitaly.com. Taking a grand tour sounds old-fashioned, and it truly is. Few modern travellers to Italy have the patience for the amount of luggage required. Who has more than 2 or 3 weeks these days for their holidays? Says Paul Bennett, co-founder of Context Travel. Historic meaning. The classic grand tour was the wealthy young man who spent several months travelling in Europe after finishing his formal schooling. The young man typically left from England, and the tour served as hiatus between adolescence and adulthood, between formal schooling and working. Italy was the high point because these were people who were classically trained, and Rome and Greece were the cradle of Western civilization for them. Aristocratic and upper-class families wanted their sons to improve their cultural and artistic knowledge. Italy became the center of these journeys for its agreeable climate, wealth of artistic and cultural treasures, and Mediterranean lifestyle. Typical itineraries would include temples of high art like Florence's Uffizi, architectural masterpieces like Rome's Pantheon, archaeological finds from Pompeii to Herculaneum. When did things start to change? By the post-World War II 1950s, very few young people had the time or inclination to embark on the traditional grand tour, but many of its elements survived. No one asks for the grand tour anymore, says Sam Hilt of Tuscany Tours. Our world has changed so much since that time, it's hard to imagine anyone sending their kids on a similar adventure. Still, there are places around the world that people definitely want to see, and millions take the trouble to do so every year. For the majority of travellers, this takes the form of a bucket list. There are must-see places like Machu Picchu, the Great Wall of China, or Petra, and must-see paintings and statues like the Mona Lisa or Michelangelo's David. Here is a list of experiences the 2016 traveller to Italy wants. New museums. There are many important art collections built in the past 50 years, like the Peggy Guggenheim Collection in Venice, one of the world's most important modern art destinations, including works by Klee, Picasso, Braque, Duchamp, Dalí, Magritte, Miró, Mondrian, Kandinsky, Pollock. Another important site is Museo del Novecento in Milan that must be visited. Culinary experiences. Culinary travel is completely new, and it's something we get the most requests without considering what time of year. Cooking courses, market tours, and trips to food producers have become a must for sophisticated travellers to Italy. Cooking schools remain extremely popular. Equally as good or better are the lessons given by Italian grandmothers right in their own homes. Clients of all ages look for the most authentic Italy possible, whether that means eating or drinking. Archaeological finds. Many prehistoric discoveries in Italy would not have been available to travellers on grand tour, or even to 20th century travellers. Also, it was harder to get to remote areas in the 18th and 19th centuries before airplanes and cars were available. In recent decades, archaeologists have uncovered never-before-seen sites and artefacts. One team has located a wall in Rome that proves the city existed 2 centuries earlier than believed. In Pompeii, 6 new houses were reopened after renovations at the site in December 2015. Modern secular pilgrimages. Of course, religious tours still visit St. Peter's Square and walk on St. Francis of Assisi's path. However, modern travellers also appreciate a side trip to see favourite spots of a literary character, like Andrea Camilleri's Inspector Montalbano in Sicily, or other Sicilian tours inspired by Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather movies.